Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Jeff Jodd is an intuitive medium, published author, spiritual artist, spiritual educator. It is his passion to write and teach about universal consciousness and the rediscovery of the higher self and continuity of life. As an educator, Jeff provides spiritual workshops and mentorships on spirit communication, intuition development, channeling higher self, chakra balancing and healing, and karma and reincarnation and manifestation. Jeffrey, you do it all, my friend, and welcome back.
Thank you so much. Great to be with you again.
How have you been?
Doing very well. Doing very well. I'm actually back teaching a little high school now, too. I get to bring psychology and anatomy in, which complements my work as a spiritualist.
So what are the grades of the students you teach now?
They're seniors. I've always taught college before, so this is the first time, but they're great. It's a college prep school, so they're ready for higher concepts. And I love introducing spirituality through the back door a little bit, and they seem to enjoy it, too. It opens up their mind to think about life in a different way.
Absolutely. Now, you talk about soul progression a lot. What does that mean?
So your soul chose to come here based and chooses the circumstances of your life because it's the next step in your natural evolution. And that's why I developed these readings, or with the help of spirit, called soul progression. What's the natural progression? What's the next step for your soul so that it can achieve total enlightenment?
What does the soul mean to you, Jeff?
So the soul to me is the essence, the infinite essence of self. And just a small piece of your soul comes as like a pioneer, comes to experience the physical world. And so the word spirit is an aspect of soul, but it comes with a specific lesson it wants to work through. It might be self-expression. It might be self-love, self-esteem. So when this aspect of your soul comes here, your spirit, and has its life, it creates karma. And once the spirit is done with the physical body, it returns back to the soul and brings that wisdom. So in essence, you can say your spirit are little pioneers going out to explore, and they're bringing back to the mothership, your soul, the insights of the lifetimes.
Now, you believe in reincarnation, don't you?
Absolutely, because the soul is multifaceted. And in order to really know and understand itself, it wants to experience itself through all different types of dimensions, economic situations, you know, sexes, male and female, you pick different statuses in society, and that way you get a grand experience, and you get to see all the dimensions of the self through all these. It's like being an actor. You get to play all these different roles in doing so, whether you're the victim or the hero, you get that sense of experience. And the Earth Plane is unique because it allows you to come here and feel those experiences, and we're very brave to come here to experience the emotions that we have to deal with here in the Earth.
Does the soul ever split up where it can be in two places at one time? It could be in a reincarnated body and or it could be somewhere else?
Yeah, and that's why, like I say, that a piece of the soul can come and visit. And the belief by some of the gurus in the reincarnation realm is they believe that the soul can have multiple experiences at once. So you can see it as essences. Again, the example I love to use is the soul is like a bathtub of water. When you take a glass of water out, that water inside that glass is the spirit. So you can take multiple glasses out, and they can have multiple experiences. And then once they create their karma and have their life experience, you dump it back in the tub. And so the soul has many, many, many dimensions, and I also believe there's many planes of existence or vibrations that it can exist at.
Is the soul tied primarily to the universal creation, or is it tied to God?
Well, and great question, and really they mean the same thing. So universal consciousness, all there is, God, source, creator, they really are all defining the same essence of source that, you know, they're in metaphysics and physics, they're teaching us that everything is energy, and energy is infinite, and energy exists forever. It can expand and contract, and through consciousness, what's great is when we decide to come into the Earth Plane as a piece of our soul called the spirit, we play around with consciousness. We play around with the different vibrations. It's like being a DJ and having lots of different types of music. There's different vibes, and those vibrations help us experience, but those vibrations are like fingerprints that define us who we are, and energy is eternal, so those vibrations exist forever.
We're with Jeffrey Jonathan. He spells his name G-E-O-F. J-O-W-E-T-T, that's his website.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Jeff, what is a soul agreement?
So a soul agreement is a contract that you made with your higher self. When you came here, you said, okay, I'm going to come here and work on this aspect of my soul. Again, the idea is we want to evolve the soul, but it's working on a specific lesson. Instead of, you know, when you go to school, geometry and history and physics, you pick one main area to really focus on. So your agreement with your higher self is, okay, I'm going to work in this lifetime at speaking my truth as best I can, and therefore your agreement will be based on, or your life will be based on, all those aspects of your agreement, including the body you choose to come into, the family you choose to come and experience, and then the certain innate talents and skills that you have will be instrumental in helping you have that experience. Your soul wants you to have the full experience so it can understand itself and then bring that information back to the soul.
Is the agreement always made with your higher self or some other entity?
No, you can also have higher evolved guides, spirit, you know, some people call them spirit guides, angels. There are other realms and vibrations that exist at higher frequencies that will help you. You reevaluate your life when you cross over, and you have what's called a life review, and you look at where your strengths were and maybe where there are opportunities to grow with your guides, and then you guys all decide, okay, the best thing for you to do in this next life will have this experience. And you choose. You get to choose all the circumstances. And the harder the circumstance, the more likely for growth opportunity.
Now, you mentioned spirit. Is there a difference between the soul and spirits?
Not really. So, because everything's energy, it's just they're at a different frequency, a higher vibration. And some of these vibrations haven't ever incarnated into the physical. So they've seen things from different perspectives and in different realms. But they're all of the same. We're all made of the same stuff, cut from the same cloth, as they say.
Truly remarkable. It really is. What have you ever encountered, Jeff, that just really, I don't want to say startled you, but just overwhelmed you with what you've done?
Well, of all the readings that I do, the thing that I love is doing the soul progressions, because when I look at someone's, when I get to see what their personality is, it makes a lot of sense to show why they chose the characteristics just of their body, their family. That's where the psychological aspect is interesting, because we set ourselves up to really achieve this agreement, and especially the body we pick, because the body has the personality, and the personality is what we wrestle with while we're here. The personality wants to keep you in check, and it wants to hold you toward the lower aspect of the emotional vibration of the earth plane, where what's competing with it is the spirit, and the spirit trying to remind you that, hey, you're bigger than this, and let's set up a challenge for you, because challenges are seen by the soul as an opportunity to grow. It's not looked at as, you know, victimhood or martyrdom. It's like we want you to do the best possible growth you can in this lifetime, and so we're going to help you set up these circumstances so that you achieve that. But the thing that amazes me is how within a family, I have a molecular biology background, and I studied epidemiology at Cancer Institute, where I did my master's, and looking at genes within certain cancers, what's interesting to me as I do this study is actually looking at personality traits and within the family, because that seems to have a greater impact. And I believe that those personality traits or characteristics over time turn on the genes. So there's certainly a great correlation between the thoughts, the feelings, the emotional aspect of our being, and how it impacts our physical health. And, you know, Louise Hay was one of the pioneers in that area, showing us that right. Your body's just a physical replication of what you're thinking, feeling, and doing. But that's what's amazed me, is taking my molecular biology studies and seeing how it really does impact someone's physical well-being based on their personality.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, with so much spirituality going on, why does it seem that there's so much evil on this planet?
Well, what I believe, my belief is that so much attention is given to it. If more attention was given to all the enlightenment that happens, and all in enlightenment, such a beautiful, gentle energy that happens, that deep, dark, dramatic darkness, you know, there, let's look at like the media, politics, even religion, they dabble in that darkness, and they talk about it. And I believe in the law of vibration, and the more energy you give something, the bigger it seems it is. But just because the world, and I believe the whole world, the planet has a consciousness, I think what's a great opportunity for us to be here now is to help lighten that consciousness, but to look through the darkness and see the light. You know, the light is the truth, and we have the abilities to do that. And what I find really amazing going on now is how people are finding it within themselves and not so much relying on a specific dogma or religion or philosophy to do it. They're going within themselves, and they're having these actualization realizations, and they're finding their way home.
What is your impression of karma, Jeff?
So karma is often referred to as, it's one of the greatest universal laws we participate in. It's the law of love. It's the law of understanding. And it is so precise and it's so exact. It allows you to fine-tune every aspect of yourself. So what you put out comes back so that you can look at it, you can feel it, you can experience, and you can say, I want more of this, or I want less of this, or I want to turn this up, or I want to turn it down. So it's really our greatest feedback mechanism to help us understand where we're at and what we're doing. And the misconception of karma is that it's punishment, and it's not punishment. Karma exists as love, and it just lovingly reflects back to you, this is who I am, and you get to make that choice. Do I really like myself here, or do I want to change some things? So it's a great, like I say, feedback mechanism.
Isn't karma what goes around comes around?
It absolutely is. It's the boomerang effect. You know, what you throw out comes back to you. And again, it does that so that you can experience the essence of yourself. You know, the other good feedback mechanism we have are our relationships. How we treat others and how they treat us, how we allow them to treat us, has a lot to do with our sense of self-love and self-esteem. Well, karma goes beyond that too, in helping you understand again how much you respect, honor, how reliable you are, how responsible you are, and those things really help shed light and guide you on a path of least resistance. And that's really the goal in life, is to follow the the path of least resistance, because that's where you just flow with things and you're not hitting obstacles. You know, we call that resistance.
Do you believe in extraterrestrial life, Jeff?
Absolutely. I think it would be crazy for us to think that we are the only, you know, entities that have consciousness. Consciousness exists throughout the universe. And imagine all the different forms and all the different opportunities it would be for a soul to experience not just all the history we've had on this planet, but with, from, you know, all different parts of the universe. And that's what is so amazing. We're in the, you know, the understanding, the awareness more that there's something greater. But I think where we're missing a little bit of the target is that our connections are going to be more through consciousness than not through the physical. You know, so many people often say, well, how come there isn't any physical proof? Well, there is physical proof, but most of the proof comes through the consciousness experiences we can achieve through the dream state, through deep meditation, because that's the universal highway. That's where we all connect, is through that the essence of consciousness.
The soul incarnates on good old planet Earth, but why?
This is one of the lower vibrational areas to come and experience life. This tends to be the emotional plane. I often tell my friends, Earth's a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live here. Because emotions are heavy. We go through, you know, everything from depression, anxiety, but then we go joy and joy and peace and so forth. But we have all these different colors and flavors of emotions, but this is where we truly can experience them. And as a soul looking down on the earth, we can observe, just like our loved ones when they're in the spirit world, they can look down and observe. But to actually come down and feel it, we're really, really brave souls to do that, because it allows us to really embrace the essence through that vibration of feeling.
That's a good point. Jeff, give out your website if you would.
Sure, it's jeffjowett.com, and it's jeffjowett.com.
How do you work with your clients to understand their soul agreements?
So what I do is we have a small consultation, and then I do my own self-hypnosis. I come up with a report that's several pages long, and what I do is I help them understand what they're here working on, and how does it, you know, spill out into their relationships, into their career path, into their health and well-being, because their health will demonstrate, even family history, because we tend to be born, our soul family is working on similar aspects of life, and that's why we can see parallels. And then once I come up with a report, we have a phone or in-person consultation, and I go through the report with them, and I give them at least two past lives that came through that are snapshots of this is where this karma is created. And in this case, we call it ripe seed karma. This is karma that already exists. In some of their past incarnations, they had situations where they picked this lifetime to come try to overcome that karma. And so I try to find the biggest lesson so that they have a better understanding, and when they take that report, then they can look and evaluate themselves. They can look at themselves in their relationships and at their work and in their family life, and it helps them understand how they can become more enlightened and heal more in that aspect. And I use the chakra system. So I use the wisdom of the archetypes of the chakras to look at patterns within their life and their family.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.